you started listening to the VAP 10 years ago, so, I mean, you've been restoring. You said you're on, you did your fifth one or something, so are you,
yeah,
are you finding it?
Oh, and we had,
No, I was just going to say, are you finding it easier now to do a vintage trailer, you know, because things are so more connected now, and
yeah,
vintage
like,
trailer
like
supply
Steve,
and stuff?
Steve's company, when you're looking for some little, you know, seal or some little rubber part or some little clasp that, you know, previously you had to hope you could find that in some, you know, junkyard or some back of some old RV dealership, you know, now you can get nice new reproduction parts and that fit well and everything, and you're not trying to repair everything when you can replace things. So, yeah, that's really changed, I think, yeah, for better and better every year.
Right, right. So it makes it easier to get into it, even though it's still a lot of work.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking when we first started, we had a little trailer before we had our first Airstream called a Riviera. It was kind of a Canadian version of a Scotty, same kind of a floor plan. And it was really fun to kind of work on that thing. You know, there's some woodworking to do inside, but it just felt kind of low risk in a sense that, you know, you took stuff apart and nailed stuff back together. And, you know, we didn't really know what we were doing, but we had a lot of fun doing it. And, you know, painted it with a roller on the outside. And, you know, probably for about $1,500 all said and done, we were out trailering around, pulling it behind an old car and, you know, having a great time.
We were styling.
Yeah. We were styling with that 64
Riviera.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The Camp King with a K. So it's great.
Yep, yep. Well, it got you a good start into a sound like a long love affair with vintage trailers.
Yeah, and you know, and early on learned those terms like having aluminitis and all those things from listening to you and Colin and Rob was talking about that. So, you know, now it's like I'm working part-time at an Airstream dealer and painting pictures of Airstreams, and everybody's talking about Airstreams. So it's quite a circle that you get caught up in once you get in this community. So it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you've been on the tour 9 times, you have aluminitis.
Yep. And are you going to be out at Alumapalooza this year?
No, it's too far for me to go. I still have young kids at home, so maybe someday in the future it'd be in my plans for sure.
Well, I got courtesy parking. Does that help?
Oh, there you go. Awesome.
We can hit you up.
There you go. That's true.
Who's going to take over?
All right,
so,
Michael.
I wonder if there's somebody else in the studio audience here who'd like to speak to you, give you their reflections.
Yeah, let's pass through. So, appreciate talking to you.
Great talking to you, Tim. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was interesting. Lots of old trailers.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, who do we have here?
Tim. Hey, Tim, it's Alice Weimer. We have spoken several times before.
I'm sure. How are you?
I'm good. So my husband and I are here at the TCT 100th Winter Convention, and I spoke to you last time about our 1948 Airstream liner that we were just beginning our restoration on.
Yes, I think I remember that. How's that coming?
It's coming along great. We wound up having a brand new frame built for it. And currently, I mean, our original plan was to have that trailer ready for this event. That did not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, life gets in the way, and it didn't make it this year. But we have made a lot of progress on it. Our frame is currently sitting belly up, and we're in the process of installing all of our holding tanks on it. And the belly pan's about to go on, at which point, once we finish all that plumbing in the belly pan and the tank installation, then the frame will be flipped and the axle will go back on it. At that point, we can do our transfer of the old shell onto its new frame.
Wow, how exciting.